Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing on B'siyata Dishmaya in our series of Shi'urim on the topic of Lo Sachmod. And with Hashem's incredible chesed and ahava and chein, we have been zoche mir to Hashem to see Niflois Mamish. We already had the 5 shiurim in this topic, in this series, and it's been so amazing. Thank God. Again, based on the Torah Moreinu V'Rabbeinu, Mor Einenu, the Shmoy L'Zichrei Taivas Kol Nefesh, and now we're continuing, and we have to go back now and review a kasha that we had asked, the kasha, a Minchas Chinuch Sakasha, and the kasha is Azoy. This was mentioned in the in the second shir, that the Magid Mishnah on the first parak of Gzeila Aveda Halacha Tes writes, and what the Rambam says, there's no Malkus on Lois Sachmoit, because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, the Chayvid is Masig, and he writes, She'ein Lecha Maisa Godol Mizeh, there's no greater Maisa than this, he's taking the Chayfetz. He's taking an object, that's what happens when, that's what you do in Yorban Lois Sachmoit. And therefore the Chayvid writes, that Ein Bazem Malkus. Why not? Because it's a lav hanitan l'tashlumen, because it can be repaid. The Magid Mishnah writes that the Rambam is l'shitosoi, that we have this lav, if you are machbid olav reim, if you have friends and you have put pressure on him to sell you this item or give you this item, and he did so, even if you paid him big bucks, you're still over on los sachmot. So you see that the Isser is even when he gives it Meirat Sinai. Because the Iker Isser is on the Chimud. Just the Chimud has to be expressed mit amayse. Some say it's a shir in the Chimud. How much Chimud? To the extent that it brings you to a Maise. But the point is that it has to be a Maise. It has to be Bali Debi Tuib in Maise. And therefore Mitzad Echad. It's a Lav She'ein Bo Maise. Because Chimud has no Maise. Coveting has no ma'isa mitzat sheni, it's not a lav anitin latashlumen, because the lav is not in the netila, that we should say that you can pay for it. You can pay it back. And even if you pay, you didn't pay back the chimud. The chayvid, gait l'shitosoi, that he writes, that ein lo sachmod ela b'shenata menu b'loshi yoyimah roitzani. It's only if he doesn't say roitzani, so the yisr is on the netila. If he says roitzani, it's no lo sachmod. He doesn't say Rotsani, this Lo Sachmot. So the Isser is on the Netila. And therefore, Mitzad Echad, he holds that Bevadai. There's a Maisa with the Netila, and therefore you should get Malkus Mitzad that. But Mitzad Sheni, you could pay it back. Since the Isser is on the Maisa Netila, you can pay back what you took. And therefore, the Ravid writes that the time of the Torah is a Lavanita and Latashlumen. That is the Biur HaDvorim. B'siyata Dishmaya B'divrei Ha Magid Mishneh, and that would answer Kashiv the Shara Melech and Chometu Matzah 1-3 and the Menchas Chinuch and Lamed Ches, and so writes, as we explained, the Achiezer in the first volume in the 22nd Simen in the 6th Si'if Koton Al-Kopan, and that's the Mahalach of the Machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. Oh, so according to this, Tosfos, who holds that there is no Isser unless you don't pay money. That's Tosfos in Bav Mitzia, that there's no Isser. We already saw that Tosfos. There's no Isser if you don't pay money. They're talking to Tosfos. There's only an Isser without money, meaning if you pay money, there's no Isser. There's only an Isser without money. So how does Tosis learn? Tosis is learning Kigeder HaRaivit, knows that the Isser is on the Etzem HaNetila, because he holds that it's only without money, meaning because you did a Netila, you were Choymed, and you take this item without paying for it, and the Isser is Netila. But if you pay for it, even if the guy doesn't say Roitzani, it's mutter. So l'shitas ha'teisvis, harei bal kolchenu, shema she'ein b'zem malkus, hu rak mishum, shunava lava nitan latashlumin. That there's no malchus is because you can repay it since the lav is on the netila. Since the lav is on the netila, we see that in their kasha that it's pashit, that if there's lo sachmo, there's also lo sigzal. Lo sigzal is without paying. So it must be lo sachmo is also without paying. And if lo sachmo is without paying, so it must be the issues on the netila, you took it without paying. If the issue is on the chemda, what does it matter whether you paid or not? So the issue is obviously on the netila. So l'shitasam, why is there no malchus for lois achmaid? Only because it's nitan latashlumin. Only because it's nitan latashlumin, you can repay it, and therefore there's no malchus. But not because Bo Maisa, because Yesh Bo Maisa, because the lav is on the Netila. But Mitzad Sheni, Shita Satoisvus 61a that we learned, is that there's Malchus on the lav of Los Sashok. Because according to Tosvus, only a lav that's Nitak La'asei de Hashava Poitir mi Malchus. V'loi lav anitin letashlumin, without the Asei of the Heshiv. And the lav of withholding wages, Tosfos holds, there is Malchus, because according to Tosfos, only a lav that's nitak l'esei of hashava patters me Malchus, and not lav hanitan l'tashlumin, without an esei of heshiv, and by oishek schar sachir, there is no heshiv. And therefore, it's not considered a lav the nitan l'tashlumin. And if so, hanicha b'chaymid metaltalin. So when it comes to metaltalin, then there's a mitzvah of hashava. There's an essay of a heshiv. So there's no malchus. When you get the metaltalin, so just give them back. But the lav of no sachmud also applies to karka. No sachmud beis chayecha. There's no veheshiv. How do you return that? You can't return it because you can't take it. Karka ain't an exelis. So there's no reason to pater mi malchus. Because there's no veheshiv. But kan yesh bo maisa. He's doing a maisa of netila. But al pidin, he's stealing the guy's karka. He's going on the karka. He's using the karka. But al pidin, there is no hashava because karka ain't an exelis. And if that's true, there should be malchus. But Tosfos holds there's no malchus. So if there's no Malk, why is there no Malkus? Why, according to Tosis, is there no Malkus for stealing land? It's not Nita Ma'ashava, Mitzad Echad. Mitzad Sheni, there's a Maisa Netila. So that's the Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. Parenthetically, it's worth noting the Kasha of the Ma'asha, who notes that by Kavi Sechar Sachir there is an open pasuk that says that you have to return the withheld wages. So how can Tosfos say that there's no hashava by Kavi Sechar Sachir? And therefore you get Malchus. Pasuk says, so you can look in the Marasha and other Mepharshim. Al kol panim, that's the kasha. So the kasha is according to Tosfos, Why do you not get Malchus? The lav is obviously Netila. And since the lav is Netila and there's no Hashava, because we're talking about a house, Karka, there should be Malchus. As Nira Shedatos Foti She'en Lota Se Ela Bidelo Yahiv Dme. So we saw that Tosfos holds that the loisa say is only if you don't pay. Only if you don't pay, there's a loisa say. But it's not because he holds begeder iser like we saw in the Raivit, that it's because he took the object. And he didn't pay for it. But rather, it's not because he took the object. According to Tosfos, the iser is because of chimud. And that Tosfos holds that there's no iser if you pay for it. When the iser is chimud, what does it matter that you paid for it? The answer is, Hainu mishum, she'achrei she'en isur geneva, al netilat chefetz b'tashlum damav, harei chimud shel hachefetz b'tashlumei damav, eino chimud shel davar hamanua, she'arei ein isur litlo biche haigavna, v'lachein mimela ein al ze lav delo tachmod. Since there's no iser gzela on taking an object with payment, so the desiring of the object with payment is not a desire of a davar manua. This takes us back to the yisoid gadol that we expanded upon in the previous two shiurim. And that is that the iser of loisachmod is geboit, is a banui, it's built, predicated on a previously existing iser. In other words, it has to be a davar hamanua mimenu. It has to be something that's being held back from you, something that's forbidden to you. And this forbidden thing, you are coveting. But if you're paying for it, then it's not a davar hamanua, because there's no iser to take it if you pay for it. And therefore, mimela, there's no lav of lois sachmoy. That's Tosfos holds. Tosfos holds this lois sachmoy is out chemda shebelev. And the reason if you pay for it, there's no iser, there's no lois sachmod, is because there's no, it's not a davar hamanua mimenu. And therefore, you know why there's no malchus? Because it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Like the Magid Mishnah writes, b'das ha-rambam. And you don't have to come on to the p'tur of nitan la'tashlum. Because anyway, here there is no nitan la'tashlum because we're talking about karka. But here, ein bo maisa. Mishum she'ein bo maisa hu depater. Since there's no maisa, he's pater, and therefore there's no malchus. It's just not clear to me that Tosfos himself holds that kovis char sacher, you do get malchus. Kovis char sacher, there's no maisa. So obviously Tosfos is going to feed the shita that lav she'en bo maisa loikin alav. So that's something that's not clear to me. Hopefully I will receive a communication and somebody will clarify that point. That's the Tosfos and of Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. We can also be miyashev what Tosfos writes, that lo sachmod was given in order to be over alav b'shnei lavim. That's another kasha that we had asked. That Tosfos in Dibur HaMaaseh below Dmei asks in Dafhei that if Lo Sachmoit is without money, if Lo Sachmoit is, if you didn't pay for it, but if you did pay for it, there's no Lo Sachmoit, then Tehepuk Lemishim Lo Sigzo. Right? You're only over if you take the object, right? So it's Lo Sigzo. So Tehepuk Lemishim Lo Sigzo. And not because you don't have to come on b'chlal to Lo Sachmod. And Tosfos answers, k'dei lav ro alav b'shnei lavim. So the Maharsha writes that it would appear from Tosfos that they explain that below Dumei, people think that lo sachmod is if you don't pay, as like the Gemara says, and people are right. Not only do people think lo sachmod is only if you don't pay for it, people are correct in that assumption, as we saw in Tosfos and Sanhedrin. And Chof Hei Omid Beis, that was what we learned in the first year. And the Achronim, the Makne and the Kunshus Achron, Simon Chofches, the Yad Malachi in Shin Mem Zayin, Shuvis Beis Yankif, Kuf Yud Beis, Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Lamed Ches, Oruch Laner, Sanhedrin Chof Hei Omid Beis, Rav Yochum Fisher Perla, Bebir Arasag, Loisas Eresh Ayin Aleph. So the Achronim ask, from Tosfos and Bav Metzia 61a, Dibur Maskil Avro Alav, that we only say that one Avera has two Lavim when there's Malkus, because then there's a significance. There's two Lavim, two sets of Malkus. But Balav She'en Bo Malkus, we don't say this inyan of Lav or Alav B'Shnei Lavim. There he's talking about the Lavim of Gezel and Ainoa. So if so, that you can't say that it's two lavim, one mitzad oino, one mitzad gezel, because there's not going to be two sets of malchus. So since there's no malchus and lois sachmoid, like we saw that shittas ha-tosfos, that's also shittas ha-rambam and shittas ha-raivit. So how do we say that you have the lav of lo sachmod in addition to lo sigzo lav or lav b'shnei lavim, if there are no malchus? That is what we asked in our second offering. As omer shav rabenu shem yushav gam ken ma shekatua tosfot, the lav de lo tachmod nitan kitei lav or lav b'shnei lavim, even though ledas hatoisis v'daf samach aleph u'kidemuchach me'asug yasham. We don't say lav or alav b'shnei lavim called the lekav is a malchus. If there's no malchus, so you don't say there's two lavim, because ma is a mashmaut yesh ladavar hazeh, is a shum davar. Meaning, b'chna ma'asit, there are two lavim, what does one more have to do if there's going to be no malchus? Shenira shekol ma shekatvu tosfot b'daf samach alef, when Tosfos writes in daf samach alef, we don't say lav or alav b'shnei lavim if there's no malchus. Zerak klapei shnei lavim habaim me'inyan echad ukegzeila v'ribit ve'ona'a shiyisod yisura mechamat netilat hamamonu. That's only when the two lavim come in about one inyan. For example, we said let's learn gzeila from ribis and ainoa. Why? Because there's one iser involved. What's the iser? Netilas mamon. So there we don't say lav or lav b'shnei lav unless they're going to be two sets of malchus. Aval kol sheisur me'inyan acher legamrei uba. But if the iser is about something completely different, So this is Yisod Gadol. Tosfos' whole inyan that you don't have two lavim. If there are no malchus on the same iser, it's only if it's the same inyan. Meaning, Gezel and Ribbis and Onoah are all about taking someone's money. So there you're not going to have two lavim unless there's malchus involved. However, if there's a completely different iser involved, there you will say lav or lav b'shnei lav, because these are two separate inyanim. Aviser. Now, do we have lavim in the Torah that don't have malchus? Answer, yeah, we do. So since we have lavim in the Torah that don't have malchus, you can also have two lavim on the same iser, as long as they're two separate inyanim. Just like a lav in the Torah isn't, this is usser because of reason X, even though they're no malchus. You're just not going to say it's usser because of reason X and reason X. They're two isurim because of reason X. Reason X because of isser bein, reason X because of isser bein, that you're not going to say. But you will say that one is an inyan of X and another is an inyan of Y. So these are two completely different lavim. So there you do say lav or alav b'shnei lavim. There you do say there are two lavim in order to be over. It's the same isser, but there are two different inyanim involved. And Rabbeinu talks about this at length in the third volume of the Be'er Miriam on Rambam Hilchos Malachim. You can enjoy our Hilchos Malachim series. I know I did. We haven't yet gotten to the ninth parak. Only a little bit we did in the ninth parak. But you can look there on the ninth parak and the ninth halach in the Be'er Miriam in a gloss at the bottom of the page. And therefore it's true that klape gezel v'ribis v'ayna, that it's all one inyan of netilas mamon. Tosfos says if there's no malchus and it was already there's already one lav, you're not going to aser it with a second lav. But lo sachmoit, but even l'das ha-tosfos, is not aser mitzad netilas hadavar, but mitzad chimud, that brings to maisa, since it's an inyan nifrat sheneser b'lav. So we say it's lav or olav b'shnei lav, even though there's no malchus. So in other words, there's one iser of gzela. What's the iser of gzela? The reason for the iser of gzela is because you're taking someone's money. And then there's also iser of lo sachmod. What's the iser of lo sachmod? Chemda shebelev. So now Tosis is beautiful. Mamish is gorgeous. Gorgeous Tosis. Why is it Aser Mishum Shnei Lavim, Gezel and Losach Morai, they're not two sets of Malkus? And the answer is because they're two separate Inyanim. And two separate Inyanim, you can't have two Lavim. You only need there to be two sets of Malkus when it's one Inyan. This, we can also answer the kasha of Hagoyin Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perla, that the truth is we answer this b'oifen l'dati, b'oifen nifla b'yoser, in the previous year, but now we can give an additional answer. If Perla asked that since anyway we have a loisach mud b'gzela, so when the Torah says not to steal, it's just adding on a lav. And if that's true, what's the kasha of the Gemara in 61a? Why don't we learn from Ribis and Oino? Why does the Torah have to say Lo Sigzel? Why don't we just learn that it's also from Ribis and Oino? So the answer is Pashut. The answer is that you want to be Mosif Alav. And therefore it says Lo Sigzel to be Mosif Alav. Because anyway it's also Lo Sachmor. So Lo Sigzel is obviously Lo Sofas Alav. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Let's learn the Isser of Gezel from Ribis and Ana. Aval afi dvareinu mitoretz ta kushya. Ki omnam yesh makom losif et alav shel gzela. You can add on the lav of gzela. Even though b'lav hachi anyway you have the lav of loisachmoit. In other words, gzela can come on top of loisachmoit. Why? Because these are two inyanei Isser shown in the Gamre. Gzeila is alts netilas hachefetz, and leisachmod is alts chemda shebelev. So therefore, it's very good that it says lo sigzal. But you can add on gzeila, which is netilas mammon, if it's already aser alts ribis and anoy. That's once it's aser alts ribis and anoy, why is ribis and anoy aser? Netilas mammon. And therefore, the same reason gezel is going to be aser derived from ribis and anoy. So The problem is Matilas Mammon. So if that's the problem, then you don't need another Isser of Gzela. What's the Isser of Gzela at? That's the Gemara's Kasha. And therefore the Gemara is a very good Kasha. Why say Lo Sigzel? We already have it from Ribbis and Onah. Lo Sigzel doesn't bother us that it's coming to add on to Lo Sachmor, because these are two completely different Isurim. But it does bother us if we already have Ribbis and Onah. Then Lo Sigzel is superfluous. Could already be derived from Ribbis and Onah. They're both Atz Netilas Mammon. And anyway, there's no Malkus. So what's the point of having two Lavim? So it's one Inyan and no Malkus. Two Isurim, two Lavim for one Inyan. If there's no Malkus, doesn't happen. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. V'hadvorim me'irim u'mesamchim, me'irim kesapirim. Baruch Hashem. Fantabulous. Gishvaldik. Super duper. Marav Rabbeisai. If God is good to us, we are going to continue this incredible journey, because we still have so much more to say. We want to discuss the Tosfos and Sanhedrin, and a lot of very, very interesting inyanim coming up. I just want that God be good to me, give me life and health and the financial means, and the good spirit, and then I'll be able to, Mirtashem, continue. And to you, my sweetest and most beloved friends, I give you a bracha that you should have life and health and the financial means and the good spirits, and you should be able to continue along with me. Amir Tzeh Hashem, b'simcha v'tuv lev of Merov Kol, and we should be zoche mamish to continue tasting minofis tzuf divrei tarosa to atayrak doisha. Thank you so much for listening. Lina, we shall continue. Shalom, shalom.